just what they do. That's politics. They do it on the left. They do it on the right. They gaslight you. They manipulate you. They promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that he doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas, but he's much more reasonable and intelligent. I mean, the guy was an environmental attorney and cleaned up the East River. I mean, he's a legitimate guy. You know, before anybody started calling him an anti-vaxxer, which I thought he was, too. I thought he was this nut, this like conspiracy theorist nut, until I read his book.
Joe Rogan coming out and endorsing the candidate, the only one that makes sense to him, RFK Jr. A lot of people are weighing in on how much of an influence Joe Rogan, we were talking earlier in the show about influencers. How much does this impact the race? And I find it interesting that Joe Rogan decides to go the RFK Jr. route. I see people suggesting 4D chess here, that Joe Rogan can do better for Trump by pulling people away from Kamala Harris to go to RFK Jr. because RFK Jr. can't actually win the election, can't win the electoral votes necessary. I always think that it's like taking the hardest path to get to the end when we think about that. Like, what's the most reasonable thing here? Can Joe Rogan help Donald Trump more by saying you should vote for Donald Trump or by saying you should vote for RFK Jr.? Of course, we can argue that and discuss that and probably at some point agree to disagree. But I think it does matter. RFK Jr. is going to be a factor in this race, especially if you look in the swing states. If he's pulling votes away from either of the candidates, it could very much so have a Ross Perot-like effect and cause one candidate to win over the other. I wonder if RFK Jr. manages to get through this entire election. And if he doesn't end up dropping out and endorsing somebody, he seems to have a positive relationship with Donald Trump on the whole. I can't imagine he has that much of a positive relationship with Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party, because he even offered to be the Democratic nominee when Joe Biden dropped out. And they clearly weren't interested in that. RFK Jr. could have an impact on a Donald Trump administration and work in the cabinet or as an advisor of some kind to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has had a phone conversation that RFK Jr.'s son made public without Donald Trump's permission, where Trump was leaning into RFK Jr.'s thoughts on vaccinations, among other things. So I think that there's like an open door right there for RFK Jr. to walk through if he so chooses. So potentially the idea that you would pull people away from Kamala Harris to support RFK Jr. to later have RFK Jr. drop out and endorse Donald Trump. 4D chess, maybe. Joe Rogan endorsing RFK Jr., in my opinion, is the absolute safest thing Joe Rogan can do for Joe Rogan.
I completely 100% agree. The first thing I thought when I saw that, yeah, this is probably Joe Rogan's easiest path forward. He talks about politics a lot, so he almost has to address it. And this is the easiest way for him to address it without causing a lot of controversy.
Do people who are talking about politics have to endorse somebody?
I don't think they have to. And that's a good point, is that he doesn't have to step out and say, this is my guy. I do think, though, that it gets a lot of the heat off of him, because he's going to do interviews that are probably, at this point, would sound right-leaning. 10 years ago, they wouldn't, but now they do. And so this is his way of saying, look, I'm not even on either side, though. I'm with RFK, and it's an easy out for him.
Which means Joe Rogan just endorsed Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't blame him for that. I just don't understand the pressure to endorse people. I mean, even in, like, the Illinois primary, where I cover that much more, I didn't do much of anything with the Missouri primary, and we had wall-to-wall coverage on that with our morning and afternoon drive time shows on this station, and I think we did a wonderful job at it. I was asked to moderate one of two governor debates that took place because I was being Switzerland about things. I think they trusted me with that. I was very honored and grateful to do that. I can comment on it without feeling like I have to be attached or pulled in one direction or the other. You know, I haven't come out and said, like, I endorse Donald Trump for president. But, like, do I need to? Can't you just keep asking questions and having conversations and let the people hear what those conversations produce? I feel like, and Annie, like, I should smack myself in the forehead. I'm not comparing myself to Joe Rogan. I don't have a pinky finger imprint on influencing people the way Joe Rogan does. But it's just like, why do you need to endorse?
So you're saying you don't endorse Donald Trump. Do you endorse Kamala Harris? Is that what you're saying by default then?
I just need to learn more.
You're a swing voter.
I am. I'm a swinger. And I am not interested in making a decision too soon. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I fully understand which one's the communist.
You had your mind made up, but then Joe Biden dropped out.
Yeah.
It's kind of thrown everything off.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
No, you sure didn't. Not for the last 3 years. Mm-mm. I've been standing here and going, no, he will not drop out, Annie.
Okay, so I thought he would for a long time. That he would not be the person on the ticket. Although, we went and looked back at our Christmas ornaments just the other day to see things we predicted that would happen in 2024. Joe Biden not dropping out of the race was one of the ornaments that I picked. That the Republicans would win the Senate is one of the ones that I picked. And I think that Kamala would become president was one of the ones that I picked.
Ooh, straddling the line here.
When I said Kamala would become president, I always said that Joe Biden would drop out of the race. And I thought that he would drop out. He would resign the presidency and Kamala would then be the president. That was what I thought would happen, because I did not think that they would roll the dice with Kamala as their nominee. So maybe that become that there's multiple avenues for that ornament to be correctly predictable.
You didn't think that America was willing to sit by and watch the president of the United States say, I'm good to be the president for the next 6 months, but I can't run a campaign.
I thought that the Democrats would do to Kamala what they literally ended up doing to Joe, which is say, this is how it's going to go. And guess what? You get to be the first female president of the United States of America. You should thank us.
Yep.
There's still time.
Yes, there is.
You want to get to what we missed throughout the course of the week here?
Yeah.
Brad?
What did I miss?
All right. So the first clip that I want to play for you is one that I heard J.D. Vance. This was in Minnesota before Tim Walz was considered or was announced as the VP pick.
Kamala Harris questioned my loyalty to this country. That's the word she used, loyalty. And it's an interesting word, simplify, loyalty, because there is no greater sign of disloyalty to this country than what Kamala Harris has done at our southern border. And I'd like to ask the Vice President, what has she done to question my loyalty to this country? I served in the United States Marine Corps. I went to Iraq for this country. Built a business for this country. And my running mate took a bullet for this country. So my question to Kamala Harris is, what the hell have you done to question our loyalty to the United States of America?
I wish he'd just really make us believe that he was passionate.
It just sounds like he's reading from a teleprompter.
Gosh, you know? I know. It's his word salad. You don't know what he's trying to get to.
Yeah. Like, oh, yes, I'm going to fix the economy because the economy's bad. We need to fix the economy.
Sleepy JD.
Well, what I was going to say is I picked this clip because it really got me fired up.
Oh, really?
J.D. Vance and Tammy Bruce from earlier this week.
Yeah, man, that Tammy Bruce interview was fire. The next clip. So J.D. Vance confronted Kamala Harris. We talked about this a little bit, but J.D. Vance confronted Kamala Harris's on her plane on the tarmac. When his plane landed, he walked over and then he challenged the media.
He didn't confront her on her plane.
No. At?
Yeah.
I mean, he walked over to the plane.
He didn't storm Air Force Two.
No.
Although.
So he was there. Kamala was there.
She stayed in the plane.
At
least that is my understanding of what happened.
Hayden Harris.
Oh. She stayed in the plane, and he's like, I just came over to look at the plane. Hopefully this will be mine someday or in the future. And then he said, and also he looks at the media, and he's like, I thought you guys might be lonely and wanted to ask me a question or two since she never lets you ask her a question. Well, this author on CNN had this to say.
so many people will be turned off by this.
Stalker.
Literally, the stalking, it's like Donald Trump walking behind Hillary Clinton during the debate. How dare you, right? This is the vice president of the United States. It shows a lack of respect. And again, for women, this is a huge election for women, women's rights, our sense of selves, our sense of not having people control our bodies and not having people control us. Mm. And so that's like stepping into her territory. It's this very the physicality of it is supposed to send a message.
She's like saying Kamala should have blown a rape whistle. It's ridiculous.
For being on the tarmac?
That
at the same time?
J.D. Vance was infiltrating her space, and women should have the right to their own space. You want to be the vice president of the United States. There are people who are in this country in your space right now, and you open the door for them to come here. You want to talk about autonomous spaces? Like, you're the person who's got to be in charge of this. And this is CNN, right?
Yes.
CNN anchor. I heard this on the air when I asked Brad to pull this earlier. I'm glad you played this because it made me mad. I think that it made me so mad. When I heard it, I'm like, oh, Brad, you got to pull this. And I was like, man, that really ticks me off. I don't want to hear that again. But now that you've played it, women, they get to have it both ways. And the truth is that you don't. Women are powerful. Women are equals. In fact, they might even be better than men. Women can do anything that men can do. And guess what? They can do it better. But man, if there's a man in the back of if a woman's walking and there's a man back there, that's scary stuff.
That's a good point.
She, you know, she's going to feel intimidated in that situation. Women are used to feeling intimidated in that position. Does Kamala Harris feel intimidated when J.D. Vance is in her orbit? Then she shouldn't be the president of the United States. She should about face and go tell J.D. Vance what's up. And that, no, this is my plane. It's going to be Walz's plane here in a hot second. And I'm going to upgrade to Air Force One. And you got a lot of cojones coming over here approaching me about this, and then have a conversation about it. But she hid on the plane. Are women equals? And, you know, do they have a right to be in the arena with men? Because none of that would ever be said if the top of the ticket were a man. If Kamala Harris were Joe Biden and on the plane as the vice president, when Joe Biden was the vice president, and J.D. Vance would have come up, all of that would have gone out the window. But I'm pretty sure J.D. Vance would have done the same thing should the person there have been been a man on the ticket. I think he would have handled it the exact same way if they'd be hiding from everybody all the time. And plus, if your whole point is that they've been hiding the whole time, they're going to do one of two things. Come out and have a conversation with you, which J.D. Vance is betting that he can win, or they're just going to keep hiding and prove the person right.
As a man, as a big, strong guy, I feel
You're
like the
sorry.
Rules are... No, I apologize, first of all.
Yes.
Because I want to lead with that and make sure that everybody knows that
all
I'm
right.
in the wrong
all right.
going into this.
Go on.
But
I'll allow it.
thank you. The rules seem to shift a lot, and so I'm always asking, what are the rules now? Because I just want to follow them. It sounds to me like the rules are now, as a man, we are not allowed to be in airports with women. And if that's the case, then I apologize for all my previous airport experiences.
No. Only sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
See, this is where it gets hard
but
for
us. But it's on you to read the signs.
Okay. So like if there's a press gaggle, just back away. That's
not
your territory.
Not always.
Okay.
Sometimes.
See, this is why it's hard.
Well, it's because you're a man.
And again, I'm sorry.
I'll take it under consideration. Okay.
Let's flip your example even a little more. What if it was Kamala Harris walking up to J.D. Vance's plane and challenging him in his media?
And J.D. Vance was a beta
and
was
he
like,
stayed
this
up,
is intimidating
yeah.
me.
How does the media play that? You know, it's like you get the girl power thing for Kamala. It's like, look at that. And then how scared and chicken is he? He won't come out to talk to her. She's just a little girl.
I'm telling you what, if I were in the vice presidential position as a female, I would so do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would utilize that. I would just own that, which people aren't comfortable with either. It's kind of a Carrie Lake thing to do. And even when Carrie Lake is a little aggressive in her approach, I kind of lean back a little bit from it. I don't know if I want Carrie Lake to win. I endorse Carrie Lake.
You're on record?
Yes, I want that seat to go red. She won the nomination, correct? She's a candidate. Yeah. Arizona said that she's their candidate.
And Ruben Gallego.
So yes, I want Carrie Lake to win. I fully endorse her. But there are things she does sometimes. She was in the media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that she has, I want to believe that she wants to be doing it for the right reasons. And I hope that she is. But Carrie Lake is totally somebody who would go do that.
If Carrie Lake were the VP in this situation, would CNN be protecting her?
No.
I couldn't get the question out.
No. No, not at all. You got any more, Brad, before we
go? I got one more here for you.
Before I was elected vice president, before I was elected as a United States senator, I was elected attorney general, and before that, elected district attorney, and before that, I was a courtroom prosecutor. So hear me, Detroit, when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. I know Donald Trump's type.
You're fired. I don't have the ability to do that. No, heck, I'm fired. Bye.
In a blizzard.
Yeah, I know, Snow Woman.
Doesn't it sound like that?
Yes, Amy Klobuchar, salad cone eater.
Yep.
She did the same thing. Why can you not change it up a little bit?
Well, if you're speaking at multiple locations like they're doing in one day, of course you're going to use elements of the same speech. I don't fault them for that, but it is like going up there with no ability to talk off the side at all. You are just reading.
Jesse Waters put together a montage where at the end he has her saying it like at the same time together, and she's like almost harmonizing with herself.
Yeah.
The delivery is exactly the same. What?
It's cut eight. We have that.
No, I don't want to hear it. No.
Brad, get out of here.
You were here, Ryan, when this happened. Brad, you were probably maybe listening when this discussion was had on the air. Joe Biden becomes the nominee, and I said on the air, you know who they're going to pick, right? You know who I detest the most to listen to, right? Freaking Kamala Harris. And then he picked her, and then they won. And now she's running for president, and it's my duty to play. Can we? Okay. Idea. How much for that Snoop Dogg filter?
Oh.
To own it.
Oh, to. Okay.
What if we only
the
play.
The AI thing?
Yes. That we use for X's and O's.
Yeah.
What if we play Kamala Harris sound bites, but only a Snoop Dogg?
Okay. Because it would be more palatable?
Because then I could suffer through it. I don't know if Snoop might sue us, but that could be cool.
Okay.
What if you told me the bad news in a good way?
We'll be right back.
Sound so bad.
Don't go away.